We're looking, we're doing a little series, it's a 10-part series at the moment, on what we cherish. As a church movement, what do we cherish? And as this church in particular, what do we really like? What are the things that we really value and aspire to be like? What's driving us? We've recorded all of these talks. This is the 8th talk, and if you'd like to listen to the ones that have gone, then you can hear them on a podcast, which is on our website. So you just listen to them at any time of your choosing. And today, we're going to look at something that we really, really cherish, and that's planting new churches. As a church here and as a church movement within the Vineyard, we really value planting new churches. Now, I'm guessing that many of you wouldn't necessarily choose to come along to a talk about planting new churches because you may not feel that God would like you to, you know, up sticks anytime soon and, you know, maybe move to another city or another country and start up a church. But here's the thing. I think that you are already church planters by virtue of the fact that you're here. You see, this is a church plant, and you're part of that, and so therefore you are church planters. Do you see? So this talk is for everyone here. It's not just for those loonies out there who you know, fancy starting up a new church. This is for everyone. I say loonies. It's just Karen that's a loony. I'm perfectly sensible myself. You may or may not know that this church, Sheffield Vineyard, is 3 years old. It started with four of us, Karen, myself, and our two children, and we quickly met up with a small bunch of brilliant people. And now, you know, during student time, we're sort of round about, we're approaching 70 in 3 years. So we're growing. And there's every reason to believe that we're going to continue to grow in the future. And I mean growing both in terms of, you know, the number of bums on seats and in terms of the depth of our relationship with God. I mean, it's more difficult to measure that, isn't it? But that's what we're after. We're after people having a better relationship with Jesus. And so my hope today is that you will know that by being here, even if you're a visitor, you are part of this church plant. You are a church planter. I think it might be a good idea. I just want to drum this into you, you see. Can you do me a favour? Will you turn to the person next to you and say these words? They're on the screen now. Will you say this? I am a church planter because right here, right now, I am helping to plant a Vineyard church in Sheffield. You go on, up to you. Turn to your the people, those random people. Okay, that's enough. Stop talking about other things. No, don't talk about other, you know. No, don't talk about the news. Now, you may wish to know at this stage what a church planter is. Okay, seeing, you know, I've just told you, you might have just, you know, gone from visitor to church planter, you know, all in bang, just like that. And you're thinking to yourself, what is a church planter? What's a church plant? Good question if you ask me. And let me explain something to you. You see, Karen's dad grows canna lilies. It's going somewhere. And canna lilies they're a type of flower. Okay, and he has them in these pots, and there's a canna lily, and And what he does each year is they're in pots because they don't like the cold. They sort of die when the frost, and so he has to bring them into his conservatory. And these canna lilies grow each year, and I think they're bulbs basically, and sort of under the ground in this pot thing, these bulbs sort of grow up and divide, and you get many of them. I think that's what happens. In any case, what he does is he sort of picks off, each year, he sort of picks off the new bits, and he puts them into a new pot. And if it's tended well, if it's looked after, these new things grow up, and they become canna lilies, beautiful canna lilies, all on their own. And then he does that year after year after year. And now he's got, his whole conservatory is full of canna lilies. And that's a bit like what the church plant is like. When you get a church, you can sometimes just pick out a little bit of it, put it somewhere else, and you nurture it, and it grows up to become, sort of an established plant or established church of its own right. And that's what we're in the throes of doing that now. That's where we're at, you see. It's by no means a unique way of doing church. It's not unique to Vineyard at all. We've simply stole the idea, actually, from other churches who've been doing it far longer than us. But I would say that if you were to draw, a spectrum, and on one side of the spectrum there would be churches that really have no intention at all of planting any other churches. They just want to stay as they are and do wonderful things, okay? And on the other end of the spectrum, you've got a church that wants to just replicate year after year after year. I would say that the Vineyard is on that side, quite far on that side. We really do value church planting, and we do a lot of it. Now, the Vineyard movement has been around internationally for about 35 years. And nowadays, there's about 1,500 Vineyard churches in the world, and there's about 120 in the UK and Ireland. In 35 years. And that really, I think, and I'm not an expert at this, so I might be wrong, but I think that probably puts it in one of the fastest growing church movements the world has ever known. I suspect that there's a few African church movements that have gone slightly faster, but looking at the big, if you were to have the top 10 list of fast growing church movements, I would imagine Vineyard's up there somewhere. I would imagine. Why? Because we consciously endeavour to plant new churches. And it would appear that God is blessing us as we do so. So the next question I think that we should think of is, why do we want to plant new churches?